Hello and welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast.
Welcome to the Engagement Coach Podcast with your host, Amrit Sander. So this week, I'd like to talk to you about emotions. Emotions are really interesting. Now, have you noticed that in an identical situation at a different time, you could have a totally different emotional reaction one moment to another? What's going on there? How is it that the same stimuli can respond in a different emotional reaction? Emotions, you know, they're often dictated by our past experiences and also the situation we find ourselves in. But there's something else that's going on there that leads to this wide spectrum of emotional reactions that we experience. And it's interesting that, you know, we should look into understanding emotions more, because this has such implications for us as individuals, but also then for leaders, for managers, for CEOs, and for organizational cultures. And the reason I came across this subject actually was, or the reason I'm talking about this subject is because the tail end of last year, I found myself in extreme pain. Just the end of December, I found my jaw and the area around my temple, I was in real pain. And it just came on suddenly. And I found it was getting worse towards the end of the day. I would wake up in the morning, it wouldn't be so bad. But by the end of the day, it was just really killing me. It was properly hurting. And for those of you who know me, despite being a former pharmacist, I hardly take paracetamol, let alone anything else. And I was finding myself having to take something to numb the pain because it was so intense. Anyway, eventually I listened to my wife and I went to the GP. And he asked me whether I was stressed. Now, not at all was my response. I wasn't stressed in any way. I don't feel stressed. I felt very good. I didn't feel stressed at all. And he shared with me how I might be unaware of how stressed I am. And I might be, clenching my teeth at night and grinding my teeth. And certainly I couldn't relate to that. He referred me to my dentist. And it turns out that, sure enough, my dentist said, "You're stressed and you're grinding your teeth." And he gave me a mouth guard that's helped relieve some of the pressure. And it's made a massive difference. There's two things going on there. Firstly, the fact that I didn't feel stressed at all. And isn't it interesting the way our body can demonstrate things we aren't consciously aware of? My body was demonstrating how I was feeling more than I consciously was aware of it. But the second thing there was emotions. No matter what I experienced during that time, it was clouded by the constant pain I was in. No matter how wonderful the people were around me, the situation I was in, I couldn't help feel impacted by the constant intense pain I was in. And at the same time, whilst I was out shopping, I came across, around the end of December, I came across this really, really good book called Emotional. Maybe I was drawn to it because of the intense pain I was in. I have no idea. But anyway, this book called Emotional, The New Thinking About Feelings by Leonard Mlodinow. It's a really, really good book. If anybody hasn't come across it, it actually came out officially on the 4th of Jan, 2022. It's a very good book and I highly recommend it. But this book goes on to describe emotions. But the reason, and there's a couple of reasons why I love it. One is the emotion, the topic itself. It's very interesting. You know, what are emotions made up of? Why do we have emotions? But the other thing is that it contains in there models by a chap called James Russell, who I've been following for years, and I didn't realize the models were in there. And I'll share some of his work with you. So where I realized, and certainly this book in what Leonard describes is, he describes emotions being dictated by three different aspects. One is our emotions driven by our past experiences. The other is the situation itself that we find ourselves in. So what's the emotional reaction based on the situation itself? But the third component is something called our core effect. And it's basically our internal state. And Russell describes it as a neurological state that impacts on the emotions that we experience at any given time. So me being in constant pain was my internal state that was clouding the impact of the emotions I was experiencing at any given time. And it makes me then question, how many other times does our core effect influence our emotions? Actually, it's there all the time. Let's say, for example, you haven't had a great night's sleep. Your core effect is influenced by the lack of sleep, and therefore it influences the emotions you experience. Russell goes on to describe the core effect as being measured on two dimensions. One is the degree of valence. so how unpleasant or pleasant you're feeling. And the other is a degree of activation, how energized you're feeling, whether you're sleepy or whether you're energized. And this is Russell's model, which also happens to map against this other model that he created back in 1984 called the Taxonomy of Work-Related Wellbeing. It's a great model. And I use that actually for explaining, or certainly my definition of employee engagement. You know, what are we trying to achieve? We're trying to achieve this pleasant environment and a highly active state, which is energized versus content. And so I just thought this was a really interesting way of helping us understand why we experience different emotions on any given time, even in the same situations. And it's this core effect that's influencing our emotions that we experience. So how pleasant are you feeling right now? How energized are you feeling right now? If the answer to that is, actually, I'm feeling unpleasant for various reasons, and I don't feel energized, that is influencing the emotions you go on to experience on any given day and any given time. And so we need to be mindful of this when we're thinking about emotions and experiences, and in particular, employee experiences. After all, any organization could go off and create amazing workplace experiences, but if my core effect, which they have no control over, is influencing what I experience, then that's going to impact on, I can measure all the employee experiences I want. If I'm in pain, if I haven't had enough sleep, if the factors that influence my core effect have nothing to do with work, then it'll impact on work, but it has nothing to do with work. So it's really interesting how emotions can dictate so much, but the core effect in particular. Remember the degree of activation and the degree of valence, the pleasantness, unpleasantness, as Russell described it. So it's just worth all of us, I think, taking a step back. You know, if you think about organizations, organizational cultures, if you're a leader, if you're a CEO of an organization, how much of what you're experiencing is being influenced by your core effect? How much of how you react is being influenced by your core effect? Now, what makes humans different? You know, if you ask yourselves, why do we have emotions as human beings? Emotions serve for a purpose to help us react to the world around us, but not react automatically. The emotions might occur automatically, but our response to them isn't automatic because as human beings, we have this intervention in the middle. We have an emotional reaction, we have thought, and then a response. We get to decide how we want to respond. Otherwise, every time we got angry, we just go around punching people. We don't do that. Hopefully we don't do that. And so the core effect helps us, it influences our emotions. It doesn't dictate how we respond, but it certainly dictates the emotional experience we have. So we need to think about how we can take stock of our core effect. How am I feeling at any given time? If I'm having an emotional reaction, you know, if I'm feeling great, if I feel really pleasant and I feel highly energized, I've had a lot of sleep, I feel great, and the experience I'm having right now is fantastic versus the same experience again, but I'm feeling unpleasant and de-energized. That's got nothing to do with the people around me. It's got nothing to do with the situation. It just has been influenced by my core effect. So it's worth thinking about the core effect. I think it's a fascinating subject. I think it's a fantastic book, Emotional, The New Thinking About Feelings. And Russell's work itself, as I said, back in 1984, The Taxonomy of Work-Related Wellbeing. But coming up to this work here around the core effect, I think it's fantastic, around the neurological state and the impact it has. I want to end on a quote here. The quote is by Robert Ebert, and he was an American critic, film critic. And his quote is, "Your intellect may be confused, but your emotions will never lie to you." And actually, I put it to you that they might. They might lie to us because they've been clouded by our core effect. They've been clouded by that pain. They've been clouded by that lack of sleep, the tiredness. So it's just worth thinking about. Before I do leave, you might be thinking, Amrit, that's all well and good, but what do I do about it? Well, I was thinking about how do I get myself into a really pleasant place? Because there are times when I just feel fed up sometimes or frustrated. You know, as we're all human beings, we all do this. And the things I do, I listen to, my kids hate me, I listen to my 80s music, right? My rock music. I listen to a whole range of world music. I sit there scouring the world for amazing music. I have a fear of missing out, that there's some amazing music out there that I might be missing out on. So I listen to lots of different countries' music, trying to capture something that just touches my soul, that has the ability to move people to tears because it's so beautiful. And so I listen to music to really put me in an amazing place. What do you do? What could you do to help improve your core effect, to put you in that pleasant place? You know, if I want to listen to something fast-paced, I get, you know, energized. I listen to something with a much, you know, faster a beat to it. What do you do to get yourself in a pleasant and energized place? It might be reading a book. It might be spending time with people. What are the things you do to help, or could do to help improve your core effect? Especially when you know that that might influence what you're about to experience. You know, and all of this, I always say, organizational cultures start with the individual, because an organization's culture is made up of a collection of lots of people. And if we can help ourselves, we can help an organizational culture and create a much better workplace. So have a think, your core effect. Where are you right now? And what could you do? The Amazing Work by Russell. That's all for me today. I hope that's been helpful. Forgive me, I do get passionate about certain topics that I think are fascinating, and I think this is fascinating. I think it's certainly an area of focus for employee engagement that we still aren't looking into. We seem to think that employee experiences are dictated totally by the employer, but actually there's so much going on as human beings. If I'm stressed at home, if there's life pressures, that's going to impact on my core effect, no matter what the employer does. And this is not to wash our hands of it, but it's just to be mindful of it. How can we find a way of understanding people's core effect to understand what might be influencing how they're feeling? That's all from me today. Join me again next week. More topics on employee engagement, culture development, leadership development, and more guests as well. So if you would like to be a guest, please, please contact me. If anybody knows James Russell, I would love for him to be a guest. So I'm going to be some sort of stalker on following James Russell, but I do love his work. So please get in touch. That's all from me today. Amrit Zander from The Engagement Coach. I shall see you soon. Take care.
The Engagement Coach Podcast.